Robbie Hashmi could not wait for this stupid election to be over. As he and his cousin Mustafa canvassed yet another neighborhood, reminding people to vote for his father, his feet hurt and he was just done. Completely done. At the end of a driveway, Mustafa stopped.
I think we should probably skip this one.
He gestured at the lawn and on it, the Bob Swain for U.S. Senate sign.
Good idea.
Robbie kept walking, his cousin on his heels, to the next house, which didn't have any political signs out front or stickers on the minivan parked in the driveway. It was anyone's guess then what their affiliation was. This wasn't one of those explicitly red or blue neighborhoods, and it wasn't unusual to find rabid pro-Swain and pro-Hashmi voters right next door to each other. That was the dividing line in the city of Arbor Hills these days. Not just red or blue, not just Republican or Democrat, Swain or Hashmi. As if the rivalry between the two families hadn't caused enough tension for the last several decades. Smart move, Dad. Run against a Swain for the Senate. That'll stop the fighting for sure. He rolled his eyes at his own thought. It would be pointless to try to talk his father out of it again. The election was just a few weeks away now, and millions of dollars, not to mention countless man-hours, had been poured into the campaign. There was no turning back. Robbie just hoped that when the dust settled and the votes were counted, the results didn't ignite violence. He hoped, but given the long and bloody history between the families, he wasn't optimistic. No one answered the door at the house with the minivan out front, so Robbie tucked an Emir Hashmi for U.S. Senate flyer into the storm door and headed back down the driveway.
You think there's any point to this?
Mustafa scowled at the handful of flyers he was carrying.
Kind of seems like anyone who cares has already made up their mind.
I don't know if it helps or not. Robbie started up another driveway. But Dad's going to need every vote he can get, so we gotta do it. Mustafa grumbled something. Before Robbie could respond, an engine revved, and he turned, just as a diesel pickup stopped at the end of the driveway. Derek Swain leaned out of the driver's side window.
You boys lost?
From the passenger side, his younger brother Nate called out,
Where did you lose your camel?
Robbie forced his expression to stay neutral.
His father had driven it into his head that everything Hashmi did, every word they said reflected on him. And being unprofessional in front of potential voters could cost votes. And hell, even if votes weren't an issue, the last thing Robbie and Mustafa needed was a confrontation with a couple of Swains. Those never ended well for Hashmis. Calmly, he said to Mustafa, Come on, and gestured for him to continue toward the next driveway. Mustafa planted his feet, though, and smirked at the Swains.
Hey, while you assholes are here, is that hot cousin of yours still single? Because I've got...
Dude, shut up!
Robbie elbowed him hard and backed it up with a glare.
Really?
Mustafa rolled his eyes.
You touch a member of my family!
Derek snarled, stabbing a finger at Mustafa.
And that little fight we had in the locker room will be nothing compared to what's coming to you.
Mustafa started to speak, but another glare from Robbie made him shut his mouth. Robbie nodded sharply up the driveway.
Hey, Derek barked. I'm talking to you, Hashmi. Stay away from my family.
You don't have to worry about that,
Robbie said through his teeth. Derek flipped him off. Mustafa returned it. Nate almost came unglued and it looked like he was reaching for his door, but Derek put a hand on his chest and pulled him back. Then the tire squealed and the truck was gone. Immediately, Robbie whirled on his cousin.
What is wrong with you?
What?
Mustafa put up his hands.
Am I supposed to just take it when they...
Do you want shit to hit the fan, huh? Because things are going to get ugly and you're not doing a whole lot to keep the peace.
Keep the peace?
Mustafa snorted. Please, fuck that bunch of assholes. It was Robbie's turn to roll his eyes.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
He wasn't going to explain, again, why it was fucking suicide for someone in their family to taunt someone from that family into violence. He shook his head and started walking again.
Let's just get out of here. I'm done.
Mustafa didn't move. We still have two blocks to canvass,